Welcome back into Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Nick Cale, Braden Gall, Derek Mason's got the morning off. He's sick. We're broadcasting live from St. Thomas Sports Park at Titans Camp. Day two of joint practices between the Titans and the Bucks. And joining us right now, second-year linebacker for the Tennessee Titans, Jayon Brown. Jayon, good morning, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let's start. We'll get to the game from last week because you certainly had a good game. But just in general, year one, your first go-around through camp with a guy like Mike Mularkey. Fast forward to this year, year two, new coach Mike Vrabel. Any differences, any similarities to just the way camps are conducted from two different guys?
Camp's about the same. Mostly it's rough and, you know, a lot of competitiveness between everybody. Everybody's excited for season to start back up, and everybody's out here competing, just trying to get better.
Now, I want to ask you about Long Beach Poly at some point, because I know you want to brag about the most productive high school in America when it comes to NFL players. We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, yeah.
But your game is so well-suited to sort of where the NFL is headed, right? The NFL has changed over the last 15 years and less in the box, more this quick, fast passing game, and you got to be able to play a lot of different positions. How do you view sort of the modern NFL passing offense, and what makes you so good and well-situated to handle that new thing that's happening on offense?
Well, these offenses have a lot of skillful players in their backfields, and they want to get these guys in space, so you got to have defenders that can guard these talented backs in space and guard them, run with them, and also be able to deal with these linemen. So having a guy like me in your defense, it helps tremendously with solving that problem. And you just got to keep going out there, like with the Bucks practice, just keep going and improving each and every day with one-on-ones and teams when they split the back wide at the number one receiver and just guard.
Now, you really stood out this past week in the first preseason game, and they talked about it on the broadcast, Charles Davis talking about just how well you cover in space. Would you – now, I know linebackers have a lot of killer instinct in them, a lot of dog in them. Would you rather cover in space and make a pick on a tight end, or would you rather come downhill and just crush a running back?
Is the ball popping out on that?
The ball, yes, the ball is popping out.
Well, how about the pulling guard? Like, I know they don't run a lot of student body left anymore. I know you're from SoCal, but – If you see a pulling guard and you know you got to be the force, would you rather be that, or would you rather see, I don't know, Le'Veon Bell in space and be like, I got to cover that guy?
I think it's more of a demanding win when you force somebody to fumble, but getting an interception is dope too. But when you like hit somebody so hard that the ball pops out, that's a huge win.
So Jayon Brown joining us here, of course, for the Tennessee Titans. And you look at this group of linebackers and this front seven that you have. You know, Jarrell Casey's probably a little underrated when it comes to nationally. When the people talk about the best defensive lineman, he probably doesn't get mentioned. Wesley Woodyard has had a spectacular couple of years here in Tennessee and in Nashville. But you also got a couple of young guys with some veterans. Sort of walk us through what you've seen from the young players in that front seven and what they're bringing to the table right now.
Oh, young dudes like Harold Landry's been honest. He's been on his stuff since he's got here, pass rushing wise, getting to the quarterback, doing tremendous pressure. Dane in the secondary, he's coming along. He's had a good camp, and we expect things out of him as well. And Luke is doing pretty good itself. So I think all of our rookies overall has been doing pretty good, and just stay focused and keep getting better.
A lot of people talk about this defense as the strength of the defense being the secondary, but you look at the linebacking core, yourself, Wesley, Rashawn, Arakpo, Morgan, Evans. I mean, you guys have Will Compton. You guys have seven or eight guys at that linebacker position. How strong is that unit? Because it certainly looks like you have a lot of depth.
Yeah, we do, and we all just learn from each other's mistakes and just keep trying to, you know, stride and push each other to be better, and we want to be the best group in the league, so we're going to keep working hard at that, and our coaches and our coaching staff is going to help us get to that goal, to where we can be the best, and whoever's in there is going to get the job done.
Well, let's get to know Jayon Brown a little bit here. So you go to UCLA. First of all, how much, and I know this for a fact happens with Jack Conklin and Taylor Lewan. I know for a fact about that. And all the Bama guys, I'm sure, talk about Bama a lot.
Yeah.
So how much conference pride do you have in the locker room when you come in on Sundays and, you know, the Pac-12's playing a big game or the SEC's playing a big game? How much do you guys talk about that? And then tell us your story about how you ended up going and picking and choosing UCLA out of Long Beach Poly.
Well, it's a lot of Pac-12 pride in our locker room. I hear from Adoree every time we play. So we better win this year. I got a lot of faith in Chip and our guys at back at UCLA, and it's just a huge rivalry. Anytime SC and UCLA play, just got to hold it down. we got Jarrell and Adoree in there.
I was gonna say hit Deontay Burnett maybe a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah, you always hear about it, though, like we're in the locker room talking about colleges, and then everybody got to put their 2 cents in it. Oh, I went 2-2 against y'all. I never lost. I got to hear all that stuff. But, we gonna hold it down. It's a new year. I got high hopes. We all do for UCLA, and it's going to be a good year. But coming out of Long Beach Poly, I only had 3 offers. I had Colorado, Colorado State, and UCLA, and UCLA was the obvious choice for me. And it was close to home as well, and I love the coaching staff that we had there with Jim Mora, and just developed me, and then when I got my time to shine, I took advantage of it.
I was just going to ask you about Chip Kelly. I covered him in Philadelphia. Do you think he's going to get UCLA to that next level? And then secondly, when we talk about rivalries, we always talk Alabama, Auburn, Ohio State, Michigan, but take us to the West Coast, because sometimes people don't give the West Coast its due love because of the time difference. UCLA, USC. There's a rivalry there. A lot of people might not recognize
it. It's a huge rivalry. And I know we play a little later, so the East Coast can't watch us all the time. But
sleep bias.
Yeah, it goes down though. I think my record against SC is 2-2. Should have been like 3-1, but it happens. But it's a huge rivalry because all of us, mostly from SC and UCLA, we grew up playing against each other in Pop Warner in high school. Yep. So when you play now, you're playing against your friends, and it's a lot of bragging rights that you don't want to you want to have the winning side of that coming up from that game. So you just got to give it all you got.
And for people that don't know, in this area, Nashville, Long Beach Poly is. There's not many high schools that have ever produced the amount of talent that have come out of that high school as far as NFL players and football talent. Marcus, West Coast guy, obviously from the islands, plays in the Pac-12, has a great career. What is it about him that – because the word I get from all the players is respect. Like, there's just a natural respect for him, and he doesn't really, go out and search for it, right? It just sort of happens. What is it about him and his leadership and personality that sort of people – gravitate towards? Does that make sense?
Yeah. He leads by example, and I know we see him working, and we all look up to him as a leader. And he's gonna. I'm not on the offensive side, obviously, but he's a good leader.
So if GQ magazine were to come up to you and ask you about quarterbacks around the league, would you have any negative things to say about quarterbacks?
Nah.
Or you don't have that Jalen Ramsey gear?
I gotta get my own name up to before I can even do any of that. So,
well, I think Mike Vrabel might give love to Marcus though.
He
was very complimentary of Marcus.
He was. I think he said a good game manager.
So is that a slight or is that credit?
I think that's credit. Okay. I think that's credit.
Yeah. This is what you say. Every quarterback in the NFL has a lot of ability and a lot of talent, and they all work their butt off to be the best they can possibly be. I got to do the same thing. That's all you gotta say. And then Mike Vrabel's cool with it, right?
Yeah.
Jayon Brown joining us here from the Tennessee Titans. And what I find interesting about this time of camp, camp's about to get over and you start to get into game prep week. Try to tell the fans the biggest difference between camp and what like a game week feels like, the difference between the routines for you guys as players.
Camp, you're just grinding through it's a big grind. You're just because it's consistent. It's every day back-to-back practices. You got pads on, and I would say it's more of a load on your body with camp, and then compared to the season, where not the tempo slows down, but the
more recovery.
Yeah, you get more recovery during the season, and you gotta. Get ready for the games. You get to scout more. Get ready for the offense, their tendencies with the O-line, with the backs, with the quarterback's progressions, and just get more prepared for the offense. As when you go into these games, these preseason games, you're just trying to get better at with yourself and as a defense to just get ready for a season. So, you're still learning our stuff and trying to perfect our craft before a season.
Do you have a welcome to the NFL moment, like specifically like a specific play or moment or game or anything preseason, regular season, anything that you're like, oh, okay, this is different?
The first last year, my first one-on-ones against David Flewellen, he made me turn around in circles during the one-on-ones guarding him. So I was like, ah, man.
Jayon Brown, Titans linebacker. Hey, continued success. We appreciate you stopping by. Have a good practice and a good scrimmage this week, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you for having me.
There he is, Titans linebacker Jayon Brown. Morning Drive will continue live from Titans camp right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.